It is the first installment of Sundance Weekend. We're here for 2 hours. I'm here with my I'm Rhett Bruff, and I'm here with my co-host David Darcy, film critic from Screen International. Or we were trying to figure out your description: film vagabond, man with no name. What is that?
Well, I have a name. It's just the. Yeah, the things that are attached to my name change so frequently or just pile up. So
yes,
you know, if you don't know me, consider yourself lucky.
And we'll be here for 2 hours talking to filmmakers and those involved with the world of Sundance. And we're brought here by Mark Miller Subaru. I'm instructed to say, love the experience at markmillersubaru.com.
So much for public radio. Oh, well, shouldn't have said that.
Yep. You hang back from the mic when we say stuff like that.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
But to launch, we're here with the director, Shimon Dotan, who has a new film called The Settlers. Had its first screening yesterday, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you were here a few years before with another documentary, which was maybe just as a lead-in to this one. You had a film called Hot House.
Yes, that's correct again.
And the topic of that one, what was the topic of that one?
That was the story of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. At the time, there were about 10,000 Palestinian prisoners incarcerated in Israeli prisons, and I had a unique opportunity to enter the prisons and to talk to many of them. And it gave, quite a thorough portrayal of the logic or the individuals behind those involved in some of the most heinous terror attacks in Israel.
I was at the screening yesterday of The Settlers, which I liked very, very much. And what struck me were reactions after the film. The film takes you through the conquest of the land, decision to have settlements there, and then efforts by religious people on the right to take matters into their own hands, not to ask for permission to settle there, but to settle there and to create a fait accompli, which has been extremely difficult to change. And now we have these spontaneous outposts of settlements there, which are even more complicated. But you've shown your films to American audiences before, and to American Jewish audiences. Talk about the difference between an American Jewish response and an Israeli response to a film on a subject like The Settlers.
The Settlers was not screened yet in Israel. Actually, yesterday we had the very first public screening of the film.
But I mean on a subject like
that. I would say that the response of some Jewish members of the audience was, in a way, I would say, expected, because it represents a typical divide between the Jewish crowd in the United States as much as in Israel. There is a good number of people that are proponent of the settlement enterprise in the West Bank, and there are a large number, I cannot quantify them, that are very much against it. And the reason to object it is they see the settlement as an obstacle to peace, but it's even deeper than that. They see the settlement as a threat to the integrity of the state of Israel, and that is my personal conviction as well.
Right, that there is ultimately it's the notion of democracy and the notion of a religious state are irreconcilable.
That's exactly so, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the point that you make also is that the settlements, in your view, are undermining the security of Israel.
But of course, they say the first and most important element in security of a state, of a nation, is the conviction that it exists based on solid moral ground. And the society has a fabric that is unifying it and keeps it together. And the settlement enterprise, whatever they represent and whatever they take the country to, is the absolute opposite of that.
Okay, obvious question. Why did it take so long for a film like this, looking at this subject so systematically, to be made?
I don't know.
It's such an essential part of Israeli political life right now.
Well, it's maybe the answer is embedded in your question, because it is so much an immediate element in the Israeli daily life, daily politics. It's somewhat difficult to approach it. And even myself, I was waiting. Maybe I'll wait for the water to clear a bit, then I'll have a better perspective. But, you know, I'm working on this film for over 2 years, and every day there is a new element that I'm asking myself, should I include it, should I not? And I have to differentiate the film from a television reportage, and I stopped following the actual news. And I try to get a bigger perspective of the event and the implication that they have over the state of Israel in general.
Yeah, I mean, in any subject which is an ongoing, evolving subject, you wait for the water to clear, you die of thirst. You end up confronting this.
Yeah, that's exactly so.
At some point. But we have an interesting problem in the West right now. They're not settlers, but we have occupiers.
Yes.
Who have moved on to a nature preserve, claiming they have a right to graze their cattle free.
Yeah.
And they're armed, and they're saying that they have a right that transcends or it pre-exists to the rights given by the Constitution. And, you know, the well-meaning people of this country are at an impasse as to what to do about something like this.
I think it's a wonderful example. After the screening yesterday, a person of color approached me and says, that so much tells our story. The narrative of the film tells my story. There are so many elements that I want to bring it to my people. I was quite surprised.
I was standing right there.
Oh, you were there.
I was standing right there. Want to say something?
No.
Oh, go ahead. Let's look 5 years from now.
Yeah.
What strikes me is that the people who are complaining about the film and very angrily in the audience may not have taken in all the facts of this, that it's a very disturbing problem that people who are calling themselves racist, who are taking credit for organizing killings, went to prison and then had their sentences reduced, and are there saying the same things in freedom in Israel today. And you also look at this rhetoric and connect it, as Amos Gitai has done in his film on Yitzhak Rabin, to the assassination of the one leader in Israel who could have brought credibility to an argument on the other side of this question.
Right.
Well, both of you talked to me about the audience reaction. Was it angry that it was too pro-Israeli or too pro-Palestinian or what?
It was too anti-settler. I think that his film was biased. And how do you respond to the accusation that a film is biased? I mean, there's a notion.
But of course the film is biased. I never try to present anything other than my personal take of the events. I do not believe that there is a film or any commentary on a political ongoing condition that is not biased. And that's how it should be. But I'm not hiding my position, and I'm not trying to present anything, to pretend that I'm bringing the absolute balanced reality. I don't think that such a thing exists.
Okay, Shimon, is this film intended for an Israeli audience or intended for an audience outside? My sense is that the Israeli press confronts these questions every day. People are aware. No? Okay.
No. Okay. Actually, the Israeli press does not do that. And the international press does it in a very limited and superficial way. And I hope the film will provide a thorough background to take us to a better understanding of this.
Okay.
Situation.
Okay. And we have to wrap up a short conversation on a very thorough and complex topic. But if you want to dip into that, the settlers has a further showing. You're off today to the Redstone Cinema, Shimon, for the 1 p.m. Showing. And it's also
today at 9 o'clock in Salt Lake City, 9 p.m.
9 p.m. And then later on, the Temple Theater Wednesday at 9 a.m. Did they check with you on this? Yes, it's at the Temple Har Shalom Theater.
Yeah, bring your tefillin to the screening.
We should. This is Shimon. Welcome to the real Zion in Utah.
Actually, you saw the evangelicals in the film. Yeah.
And that's Friday at Holiday Village Cinema too. So Shimon Dotan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Additional support for programming on KPCW is provided by Sammy's Bistro, now offering breakfast Thursdays to Sundays from 7 to 11 a.m. Peterson Calder Real Estate, Berkshire Hathaway, selling Park City since 1989. ExperienceParkCity.com. Sean Potter, Estate Planning in Summit and Wasatch Counties, WasatchLawGroup.com, 647-5951. Done to Your Taste Catering, 21 years perfecting life celebrations. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
This is Eric Schlope from Team Schlope of Summit Sotheby's International Realty and sponsor of Sports Talk on KPCW. Team Schlope lives and sells the Park City lifestyle. Our team can be reached at 640-5660 or tsreparkcity.com. Once again, that's tsreparkcity.com.
Morning Edition is everywhere.
Monroe, Sao Paulo, Beirut,
London. Reporting from bunkers, alleys, jungles, and deserts. But most importantly, we're wherever you are. Start your day with a trip around the world and wake up with Morning Edition from NPR News.